This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the NFL Combine is here, set to begin this week, and Shedeur Sanders, one of the top quarterbacks, is catching some heat. Ian Rappaport put out a tweet. Some people said that, you know, were criticizing Rappaport for putting out too friendly, like an agent-friendly tweet. But he tweeted out, Colorado quarterback, potential top pick Shedeur Sanders, plans to focus on his interviews with teams at the NFL Scouting Combine, helping them continue to learn him as a person. He'll allow his 4 years of film to speak loudly, then throw it his pro day with four draftable CU wide receivers.
It seems reasonable. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the tweet and what's wrong with the logic?
I think people are upset that he's not throwing. They think he's a wimp, for lack of a better word, for not doing it. The thing is, this is what happens
every year.
Who threw last year? Didn't just like one guy throw?
Yeah.
Well, McCarthy was there.
Standard. I don't think Jaden threw at the combine.
No, he didn't.
This is standard.
McCarthy was there.
A lot of these guys wait till their pro days.
Yeah, unless if you have something to prove, but he's like going to be one of the top two quarterbacks.
This happens
taken.
Every single year.
Yeah. He's going to throw.
Is Cam Ward throwing at the combine?
Don't know. Rappaport hasn't tweeted that.
You're going to be one of the top two guys, you know, quarterbacks taken, what's the point? He played a ton of college football, ton.
So people are criticizing Rappaport because it's an agent-friendly kind of tweet.
Right.
Well, everything these guys get is from the agents.
It's from the GMs.
Wasn't Rappaport like Ron Rivera's puppet? Wasn't that his guy?
Can't remember. I think it was.
I think he was.
I think it was Rappaport.
But look, it's a quarterback dry draft for the most part.
He's going to be one or two amongst quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, there's desperate teams. Someone's going to take him in the top six, I would think.
I don't have any problem with what he's doing. In fact, you know, we talked about it. So some players did arrive yesterday. The registration and team interviews and all that stuff starts today. Today. So they are basically up and running.
Oh, yeah. It lists today as the first day of the combine, but you're not going to get the drills that you'll watch on TV until a couple of days from now.
Yeah.
But, you know, last year, I remember, as we mentioned, none of the top guys threw. And then I remember Sam Hartman ran the 40. He was like the only quarterback that ran the 40.
Yeah. Yeah. I just typed in the top, names, like top prospects. And I think it was on USA Today, Michael Middlehurst, he just put out an article about an hour ago. And these are the top names that he throws out. It looks like a lot of receivers.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of receivers.
Of receivers that they typically participate.
Now, some of them might not go do the drills. They might just run the 40.
Right.
Or vice versa.
If you're going to do the drills, you might as well run the 40.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going to run the 40, you might as well do the drills. But it looks like they think Travis Hunter is going to participate. Now, that could be one.
He's going to be participating, though, as a corner.
Okay. That's fine. But I want to see him run. I want to see him jump. I get so psyched for the jump. I get for vertical and for...
Here's what you should be looking at, though. Did you see the tweet from Ryan Fowler? I think this came out last week. At underscore Ryan Fowler, another underscore.
Yeah.
The trait that Peters looks for, at least in his first draft, is the short shuttle.
Yeah, yeah.
Where players' ability to quickly change direction and accelerate.
Yeah.
He took Sandra Still, who had the second highest time in that, and Luke McCaffrey, who had the third best time in short shuttle.
Luke did?
So that's what he's looking
Luke
for.
Luke did, yep.
Change the direction. No, yeah,
so
totally.
That's one that Adam Peters, like, look at who runs the short shuttle well.
Right.
Peters might be dialing in on those guys.
Also, Sandstrill had a great college resume.
Right.
100%. You put
he's a national champion.
Well, he's a ridiculous athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fantastic athlete.
They're saying Isaiah Bond probably won't, you know, approach what Worthy did last year.
But he'll be close.
But he could be close.
Yeah, he can move.
That he's a former Georgia high school track champion, transferred from Alabama. I guess at one point he ran a 10.400. So they don't think he can approach the 4.21. Yeah. But he's going to put up a low number.
He's small. He's a small dude.
Yeah. He only had 34 catches.
But they're... Man, I was watching the indoor track championships yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are so freaking fast. I mean, I can't believe how fast these guys are. Can't remember who won. What
event were you watching?
I was just watching the 100.
Well, the 100 is sick.
But I can't remember who won it. But, man, these guys were freaking rolling.
You know, Shedeur Sanders, he has been kind of disrespected because they say he doesn't have this elite arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that he doesn't have the elite athleticism. And I think Rappaport is getting the criticism because it does sound like what an agent would say, speak for itself, that sort of thing.
Sure.
But 64 touchdown passes the last two seasons at Colorado with only 13 picks.
He's
put
numbers,
up some great numbers.
Numbers are great. And his completion percentage went up from 2 years ago to last year.
What do they say about
a 74% completion percentage.
You know, listen, we all know you don't have the best arm.
Yeah.
Does he anticipate? Does he make those tight window throws or were guys just wide open?
I don't think he has the elite talent at Colorado. I mean, he got better, but...
Didn't play a real tough schedule either.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the teams that they played are just not very good.
Mm-hmm.
But his numbers were... He's played a ton of college football.
Right. And I always
and that's what you
huge.
Like. You like, he's, I like I mean, that. He's a four-year starter.
Right.
But, so he's probably
but
played,
I need to know how he processes.
Probably played 50 games.
He seems like he makes pretty good decisions, 64-13.
Yeah, and his completion percentage was, 74%
this year.
He may not have elite athleticism like his dad, but he was plenty athletic when the few times I watched him.
See, he's played, how many games has he played? It was 2 years. It was 50?
Yeah. I think Jaden was at 56.
That's approaching Jaden's territory.
But, you know, like Drake May only had 26.
Yeah.
And... J.J. McCarthy only had 28 or 29.
Right.
Yeah, so, but Shedeur really struggled more against better competition. I mean, accuracy is definitely his strong point, but he does take the thing they always said about him is that he would take sacks to avoid throwing incompletions.
A weakness here, it says, much too willing to take a big sack instead of throwing it away.
Isn't that what they say about Jaden sometimes?
So he could learn that, though, right?
Well, I know, but they say stat padding that he refuses to throw interceptions.
He was sacked five times against Nebraska. Nebraska was probably the best team he played last year, and they got pummeled. But he was sacked five times against them. Baylor got him eight times. Kansas State, good team, ranked, got him six times.
I would think you could coach that out of a kid.
But you know what? He played Oklahoma State. They suck. Kansas sucked. Utah wasn't as good. Texas Tech, Cincinnati wasn't as good. Central Florida. Colorado State, well, they're pretty good.
All right, it's not the elite, but they're still, I mean, those are Division I athletes. I mean, they're
I know, I'm
athletes.
Just saying the schedule just wasn't that brutal.
This if week, throwing this jumps his... out, has completions on tape that will be interceptions in the pros.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to one scout.
Yeah, I mean, this is according to NFL.com. I mean, every player has strengths and weaknesses.
But you know what? It's there's so many quarterback starved teams, someone's going to take them.
Of course, he'll be top five or top six.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe
three.
He doesn't start week one. Maybe he won't be ready to do that, but he's going to end up being a starter. See how long it lasts.
If you throw in his numbers at Jackson State, he finishes his collegiate career with 134 touchdowns to just 27 picks.
The prospect grade they give him on NFL.com is a 6.3, which says, according to this grade legend, will eventually be a plus starter. Eventually.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, 8 is the perfect prospect. And if you're graded like a 5-6 or a 5 in
your
that
backup,
you're like bottom of the roster or practice squad.
Right, what is Cam Ward? What's his number?
I'll have to look him up.
Cam, I'm curious Ward. What Jaden's was a year ago.
Oh, that's good.
Cam Ward, they have graded as a 6.39, will eventually be plus starter.
So both of them are on the
both
same.
Both are in the same range.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Jaden's grade from last year is higher than that.
Yeah.
So that's just a guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
Drabby, would you draft, if you were a quarterback star of team, would you draft Shador in the top 5?
I'm definitely intrigued by him. I just think that is more of the ultimate coin flip with him, where you just 50-50 shot.
Who's maybe he remind you of? Give me a player that's like 50-50 like that. Like a Michael Penix or something?
I think Cam Ward's.
Penix had a bigger arm. But
I think Cam Ward's the same way. I think Cam Ward's 50-50.
Yeah. I haven't seen him enough to know.
I like that he's a pocket passer. I like he's got a good accuracy. Just having a little bit of a noodle arm kind of
that scares
me.
You.
Yeah.
The prospect grade for Jaden Daniels was a 6.73, year one starter.
Almost identical.
No, 6.39.
I thought you said 6.72
before. 6.39
was the other. Like 6.3 or 6.4 range.
Yeah. But fairly close. I think if you get a grade as eventually a plus starter, that's pretty good. Well, get one that bombed. Give me one that was a high first round pick. Recently.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, look up Daniel Jones.
I'll see if I can find
it. That'll be hard to find. But I feel like Daniel Jones went higher than anticipated.
He did.
In the draft. His grade probably is not going to be that great. Like when he was coming in. Give me another one.
Trey Lance.
That's a good one.
Daniel Jones's grade was a 6.3.
So that's
will
equal.
Eventually be
that's
plus equal. Starter.
Yeah. Minus starter.
Minus starter.
All right, one last one. Look up your boy moments. Trey Lance. Yeah.
Trey Lance.
He had moments against Washington.
And also look up Darnold. Because Darnold is like, if you put him around the right talent, he could be a plus starter.
I just saw on ESPN that the Rams have told Stafford
to look for other
that his agent can look and explore market value.
Wow. Trey Lance, prospect grade 6.47, will become good starter within 2 years.
So a little higher than Shador.
Yeah, these are not obviously.
That's how hard it is.
Stone.
That's a red flag.
That's how hard it is to play that freaking position.
It's brutal.
I mean, you could put up in the world.
You could put up great numbers in college, get these great ratings, and you know, plus starter.
Yep.
Yada yada yada, and some
you're
of these
second
guys,
or third stringer.
Some of these guys are backups within 3 years.
Hey, friends, looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything that you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great genius idea, or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI's got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories too. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. So don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you that hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.